Well, here with me this morning is Suzanne Brisk. She's the coordinator for the Pathway to Wellness program for Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Suzanne. Thanks for coming in today.
Hi, Linda. Thanks for having me.
You know, so this time of year, it's a really hopeful time of year, but it's also challenging because while it's an opportunity to start the year with like a clean slate and improve your kind of lifestyle, your healthy lifestyle, the challenge is how to keep these intentions on track, these good intentions. So what do you find that works?
Well, what really works is to start out with the correct intention. A lot of times people make a very large, grandiose resolution, and it is a time to be hopeful. So first of all, you have to feel like you can make change, believe in yourself, and then take a realistic look at what your goal or your resolution is. Let's say your resolution is that you want to get up and you want to exercise for 30 minutes. Great resolution, be very helpful for you, help your health and make your life better. But the idea of actually planning it or implementing it begins to seem large. And the first day you get up and that alarm goes off, you may just hit it off and say, what? I don't feel like this. So in thinking about your resolution, make it short, make it small, make it realistic. So with that, I mean, how could you maybe add 5 more minutes of exercise to something you're already doing? And that way, it's not as overwhelming.
Small, realistic steps.
Small, realistic steps is very important. And then you have to really take a look at whatever it is that you've decided is your resolution and say, well, you know, how can I make this work for me?
In terms of sustainability.
Right. If your goal is that you, want to give up fried foods, the first day you come across some great smelling fried foods, whether it's now or whether it's at the state fair, you're going to be tempted to break your resolution. So your resolution would be more helpful to you if you made it say, well, I will maybe only have 1 serving of fried food a week rather than never ever having it or giving it up. Something so large that big sets you up for failure.
So, and then basically, if you fall off the wagon, so to speak, then you basically say, forget this completely. Whereas if you have this attitude that the goals are more steps and you go in small kind of segmented, you know, stepwise progression, then you're much kinder with yourself and maybe the chances are greater that you'll succeed.
Right. A resolution actually is work. And some people don't like that 4-letter word, W-O-R-K. But it really is an effort on your part. So you have to make a little plan. And that's why in terms of success of reaching your goal, we often say that people who are actually already in action are going to be a greater likelihood to achieve their goal. So sometimes just contemplating and pre-contemplating what it is that you'd like to achieve can be helpful to you, because then you begin to see what are some of the smaller steps that'll bring you to that goal.
So give me an example.
Let's say somebody says, well, you know, I should be drinking more water. But the thought of drinking 8 glasses of water a day sounds overwhelming to them. Well, what could they do? Could you have, say, before your lunch, before I sit down for lunch, could I drink a 1/2 glass of water? Or could I drink a 1/2 glass of water before each meal? That is something that seems achievable. And one of the beautiful things about being successful and achieving a goal is it has a ripple effect. And that ripple effect then begins to spread to other areas of your life. So let's just say you wanted to eat more fruits and vegetables rather than a goal of, I want to lose 20 pounds. I'm going to make my resolution to eat more fruits and vegetables. And by making those smaller decisions and bringing in an extra piece of fruit or some more vegetables into your plate each day, you will probably be successful in losing weight. But once you've achieved that, the smaller steps each day, then the greater likelihood that you could complete that and keep doing that and be successful on your resolution.
So explain to me, you mentioned this idea of contemplating and planning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, we're past the new year, so most people may have actually set out their resolutions.
Yes.
But you're suggesting that there's a strategy besides the obvious one or the one you've just clarified, which is this idea of setting small goals. There's something in the process of setting them that might help. What is this idea of contemplator or preparer?
It's one of the 5 stages of readiness or stages of change that Prochaska, it's one of the health theories that they've come up with. And people who are thinking about change or actually doing some change are going to be the ones that are successful with their resolution. And by that I mean the steps of, I want to quit smoking. Okay, that's a great resolution. But then you also have to think about, you know, what am I going to do at 10 o'clock when I usually take a break to go out to have a cigarette? And you might even do this with other coworkers. So what are you going to do? What are you going to say to your coworkers? What are you going to say to your peers? What are you going to do at when 10 o'clock arrives? Do you have a plan that was going to help you be successful? Same thing when eating the first, you know, you say you want to lose weight, then the first time a wonderful dessert gets placed in front of you and you don't have a plan, chances are you're going to eat that dessert, and then you're going to say, oh, I blew my resolution, therefore I'm a failure and I have to give it up and I'm going to stop.
So clearly you're saying the whole way you approach this, really, the people who are more successful are those who really think it through, mm-hmm. come up with different steps, and then can implement those steps
right.
in all the circumstances
exactly.
of their life.
Even if it's exercise. You say, oh, gee, I'd like to, I'd like to run a 5K this year. That's something I've always wanted to do, but right now I'm a couch potato. Tomorrow morning, getting up and running a 5K is not going to work for mm-hmm. you. But some things that you might do to help you is you might look for a good pair of sneakers. You might look for other friends that you know that are very active and ask them if you might be able to work out with them one day or go for a jog with them or jog half the distance, say, jog. But begin to get yourself involved with people who have similar ideas and concepts and begin to take actions. In order to run that 5K, you're going to need a good pair of sneakers. You're going to need a place to exercise. You're going to need to start walking.
How important is it also to see the benefit or the rewards in somewhat of an immediate way? I mean, a lot of people set goals that it could take them months, even years to achieve.
Well, Linda, what you said is 100% correct. It is the immediate effect that people feel that helps them feel successful and want to continue doing it. Again, having a larger goal or something that you can't achieve in one day makes you feel like a failure. So it's those little goals. When we talk about those health models or health belief, we have a health belief model or another theory on how people are successful. And yes, for example, quitting smoking might make you have less colds, breathe easier, taste better, that you think you'll feel better. All those things are lovely things, but it's the day-to-day when you feel better that day is your reward. So the smaller things, when I feel less stress because I went out for a walk, when I feel happy because I went out for a walk with some friends and we talked about things, those things are what is going to keep you day-to-day on target, on task.
So I don't want to run out of time. Excuse me. So basically what you're saying is set realistic goals.
Realistic,
spend
yes.
some time thinking about what it is you want to achieve and plan it in terms of how you're going to do this in very specific ways and steps, and do it in realistic steps, and then look for things that are going to give you some reward along the way, so you're not basically looking at something that's so far in the distance
yes.
that you're going to throw in the towel.
Exactly. Eliminate your make a sensible goal, eliminate your barriers, and then move towards that goal.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in. Let's hope a lot of people out there are going to be able to put this into practice and reach some of their New Year's resolutions. My guest has been Suzanne Brisk. She's the coordinator for the Pathway to Wellness program for Upstate Medical University. I'm going to ask you to stay right there because we're going to be right back right after this short break.